Worship is more than a song or a church service. It's about loyalty, allegiance, identity, in a world pulling us in every direction. Who or what do we worship? God's final call of the three angels' messages are thundering through time. Worship Him who made heaven and earth. But what does that mean? And why does it matter now more than ever? Let's find out. The final book of the Bible gives us a last day message directly from heaven, a message not whispered, but proclaimed by angels flying in the midst of heaven. It's urgent. It's global. It's heaven's rescue call before the storm. At the core of Revelation chapter 14, verse 7, the first angel says, "Worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." This same thought is found in the fourth commandment of Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, which says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God is calling the world back to something we've forgotten, worshipping the Creator, not the created. Why does worship matter now? Worship has always been the central issue in the great controversy between God and Satan. In heaven, Lucifer fell because he wanted worship. In the wilderness, Jesus was tempted with worship. In Matthew 4, verse 9, Satan said, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And in the final moments of Earth's history, worship again becomes the dividing line. Revelation chapter 13 tells us that a beast power will force the world to worship in a false way. But Revelation 14 gives us God's alternative: worship the Creator. The stakes are high. This isn't about personal preference. It's about allegiance. Worship determines who we recognize as the rightful authority over our lives. What does true worship look like? True worship is not just a ritual. It's a relationship. It's not about lights, music styles, or emotional highs. It's about surrender. It's about acknowledging God as your Creator, Redeemer, and King. Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 23, "The true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him." Spirit means sincerity, your heart involved. Truth means worship, grounded in God's word. That's why the call to worship the Creator is a call back to Bible truth, back to the foundations, back to the God who not only made us but gave everything to save us. Is there a Sabbath connection? When Revelation says, "Worship Him who made heaven and earth," it is intentionally pointing us to the Sabbath commandment. Why? Because the Sabbath is the only commandment that identifies who God is, our Creator. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11 reminds us, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them." The Sabbath is God's weekly reminder of His creative power. It's a sign of loyalty, a symbol that we belong to Him. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12 says, "Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. And in the last days, as false systems of worship rise, the Sabbath becomes a clear distinguishing mark of those who choose to worship the Creator. In the end, everyone will worship someone. Revelation chapter 13 shows a world that's deceived into worshipping a counterfeit power. Revelation 14 shows a people loyal to the Creator. The battle isn't over atheism versus belief or religion versus science. It's about true worship versus false worship. And here's the thing. Worship is not neutral. Whom you worship shapes your values, your choices, your direction. That's why the first angel's message calls all people, every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, to come out of confusion and return to true worship. You might be wondering, why does this matter to me today? Because we are made to worship. Our hearts are wired for it. The only question is, who gets the throne of your heart? When we worship money, we become greedy. When we worship people, we become disappointed. When we worship ourselves, we become empty. But when we worship God, the Creator, we become whole. The message of Revelation 14 isn't just a warning, it's an invitation. God is calling you to find your true identity and purpose in Him. In a chaotic world, this is the anchor your soul has been searching for. It will give you strength to overcome Satan's deceptions and prevent you from being eternally lost. One of the most beautiful truths about this message is that the one calling us to worship is not distant or demanding. He's the Creator who cares. Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28 and 29 says, "The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, He increases strength." God isn't calling us to worship out of fear, but out of love. He made you. He knows you. He sustains your every heartbeat. He deserves your worship, not because He needs it, but because you do. Revelation's message doesn't come in a vacuum. It's given in a time of crisis, moral collapse, spiritual confusion, global upheaval. But in the middle of all that, God says, "Worship me." Why? Because worship reminds you that God is still on the throne. Worship resets your perspective. Worship realigns your life with eternal values. The everlasting gospel and the call to worship are tightly linked. You can't truly worship God without accepting His grace and truth. What can you do now? How do you respond to this call to worship the Creator? Open your Bible again. Seek truth for yourself, not tradition. Set aside the seventh day Sabbath. Make space to rest, reflect, and reconnect with your Creator each week. Choose to stand for truth, even when it's not popular. Invite others. This message isn't meant to be kept, it's meant to be shared. The call to worship the Creator is not just about a day, it's about a way of life, a way of loyalty. In a time when truth is trampled, identity is lost, and worship is confused, God is calling you, yes, you, to return. to remember who made you, to choose Him. This is not just about prophecy, it's about a person. Not just a warning, but a loving invitation. Will you answer it? In the next video, I'll discuss who and what Babylon is in the second angel's message. At 3ABN Australia Radio, we believe truth still matters, and the first angel's message is truth worth sharing.